My son Tzvi called me b'shas ma'isa to ask the shayla, but then I got many other calls about the shayla. They had an atzeres tefillah, as I'm sure you're all aware of, last week in Yerushalayim. And according to the hasharas, there were a million people, or close to a million people, by the atzeres. So my son asked me about making the brocha of Chacham HaRozen. It's very rare you have an opportunity to make that bracha from the Gemara brachas Taf Nun Ches, that if you see Uchlasei Yisrael, which is 600,000 Yidden, you make a bracha Chacham HaRozen. The last time they had such a nidoin was in Tov Shinai in Dalet, right, about 12 years ago. By Rosh Chodesh, it was during Adar, I remember. They also had Atzeres Tefillah, also for the same reason. And over there, they asked Reb Chaim. What was the shaila there? There were two shailas. One is, could you rely on a hashorah? Nobody counts 600,000 people. Right? So, you know, there's hashorah, the police, the this, whatever. That's it, yeah, mistameh. Do we say Sovik Brochas Lahokal? See how Machmer by Sovik Brochas, I mean, even Hadas Yochit, the Sfardim, they have a rule, Besevel Choshishim Kineged Maran. I don't know if you ever heard that phrase, but Sevel means Sovik Brochas Lahokal. So even though normally, Divrei Maran, Kodesh Kedoshim, the Machada. But by Sevel, Pamim Choshishim Kineged Dat Maran. Right? They go even Kineged Das Maran. Sovik Brochas. So, Tamazay, you have to count. You have to have a minion. So they say over that Reb Chaim held that you don't need to count. Oymed is good enough. Like we say, pachot or yoter, it's approximate. His raya, Reb Chaim's raya was, you're not allowed to count Klal Yisrael. You're not allowed to count. So Avada, the brocha originally was made with oymed. Said, you're not allowed to count. So, there was a clip, Rebbe Mordechai Yizrachi made the bracha Chacham HaRozen like only he can. We almost heard it here in America. Right? And he said, when he made it, Al Pi Dohiro from Reb Chaim could make the bracha. And he made it. And there was a lot of mafakfakim at the time. A lot of mafakfakim. And they tainted several things. Reb Chaim Reb Chaim Kanievsky said afterwards, it's kedai to come to Eretz Yisrael to make the bracha. It's such a bracha, nedira, such a special bracha. When do you have opportunity to make such a bracha? Your whole lifetime. Most people have not made that bracha in their lifetime. Birchas Hachamadei B'shatelfen, hopefully every Yid should be zeicher a bunch of times, right? Arichas Yomim. Chacham HaRozen. So Reb Chaim said, it's kedai to come to Eretz Yisrael to make the bracha Chacham HaRozen. Now, why do you have to go to Eretz Yisrael? First of all, you need to have that amount of Yidden. But also, the Shitas HaRambam, interesting Rambam, the Rambam from nowhere, because there's no Mokar in the Gemara to this. No Mefurish Mokar in the Gemara. Although the cases of the Gemara there is by the Harabayas, they made it by Harabayas, the Gemara brings. So, the Rambam goes and he adds the word by this, they don't have. Oh, I need Ava. Somebody can get me a Rambam Ava. The Rambam says that if you see 600,000 Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam adds Eretz Yisrael to the Tanai. So according to the Rambam, the only place you could make Chacham Yashikoyach, the only place you could make Chacham HaRozen is in Eretz Yisrael. They paskin the Rambam. The Rambam says over here in Hilchos Brochus, in Perek Yud, that Chacham HaRozen, Zokta, you make only if you saw in one place. He says like this. Brings down all the Birchas Sogiyah, and this is the only one that he brings differently than the Gemara. Horoya Shei Shmei Yisalaf B'nei Yodom. Right? If they're Goyim, you don't make a bracha. If you're Yisrael, Haim U'be'eretz Yisrael, Mevorech Poruch Ato Hashem Chacham HaRozen. So Chaim would gehalten that the only place you can make this bracha without a Sofik brachas is in Eretz Yisrael. It's kedai to come to Eretz Yisrael to make the bracha. Shas where the Rambam got it from, the Beis Yosef Shvitz is on it. There is a Gemara later that says Ein Uchlasim B'Bavel. Maybe that's what the Gemara means. Why? What would be the lundus? So the Ragach of a Goyin in Sofnas Paneach in his Chuvas, Charles of Chuvas, he quotes this Rambam, and he says an interesting chiddush. He says Klal Yisrael not called a tzibur only in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says in Horius that you can't bring a paralam davishol tzibur. You don't bring the korn paralam davishol tzibur. Only if roiv Yisrael sheberetz Yisrael. That means that the tzibur is only misyachas as a tzibur in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam paskens like that in Uchash Gogas. Again, that's the pashtus hasugya, meseches Horius. And the Ragach of holds doesn't ishkin tzibur. Tzibur is only in Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Ragach of is mevara the shita Rambam, why the Rambam was dafka Eretz Yisrael. The Reb Chaim, l'shitose, with his chavivus Eretz Yisrael, you know, Reb Chaim used to tell everybody, stay here. Whenever I went to Reb Chaim, I knew the end of the conversation. Stay here. And no matter what you told him, and it doesn't matter how old you are. If Shmuel went into him when he was probably 90, Shmuel Kamenetsky went into him, he told him, stay here. If Shmuel said, I'll be yeshiva in Philadelphia, I said, bring them here. Bring them here. Stay. He was very sincere. Stay. So, Reb Chaim wanted to say, interesting word, the Maral says that why do you make the bracha only 600,000 people? The Birchas Haroya of Chacham HaRozim is not from the Hispilus of the 600,000 people. It's not wow. Like the Yamagodl, right? Sometimes you make a bracha Birchas Haroya on the Hispilus. It's an amazing sight. Or you have a thunder you make on the effect it makes on you. Right? You're making a bracha on the... By Chacham HaRozim, you're really talking about Hashem's Chochmah. Hashem is Chacham HaRozim. He knows all the secrets. When you have 600,000 Jews, you have all that wisdom. Each one has their own Sistrei Chochmah. And Hashem is... It's the culmination. The Marsha says, we see Matan Torah was 600,000. That's like the culmination of Chochmas Yisrael. It's almost like a gathering. So you're talking about Hashem's, you're seeing a tremendous amount of Chochmah, and you're saying Hashem is the Chacham HaRozim. And remember, this is the time before that. They once had another kinus in Eretz Yisrael, and somebody asked Rav Eliashiv, they made the bracha Chacham HaRozim, and afterwards they were told that this is what the bracha means. If you look at Mishabura, that's what the bracha means. They, for some reason, got confused. They thought it's Chacham HaRozim. Erez is a big tree. They got mixed up with the hay and the aleph, and they got mixed up a little bit. They wonder if they yotze the bracha. Reb Chaim said, absolutely. Rav Eliashiv said, you're not yotze, you have to make the bracha again. You won't yotze the bracha. You made the bracha without mamish atos in the bracha. Right? Meaning they thought they're talking about trees. Right? Or comparing to, it's nothing to do with that. Roz is sodis. Hayodea kol roz. Hashem knows all roz. He knows all the sodis. So that's the... So Reb Chaim said, Avira di Yisrael Machin. You can only make that bracha, you need 600,000. You need the culmination of Chochmas Yisrael. And the culmination of Chochmas Yisrael is 600,000 in Eretz Yisrael. So you have the Ragachov's Mahalach, that there's no Tzibur in Chutz Loretz. You have Reb Chaim's Mahalach. But Eich Shehiyah, Eretz Yisrael is the only place where such a bracha could be made without a Sofik. But there's still one other kvetch. Why maybe not? Right? And this is what I told my son Tzvi, that if I was asked a shaila, this would be my pickbook. My pickbook would be more of a problem that you don't see the 600,000 together. In other words, when most of these type of asifas, they don't have like a square where all the people are together. People on streets, people here, people by buildings, they're on rooftops, they're not all in one place. It's just if you want to count, like Lamashal, they said there were a million people, over a million by Ravadi Yosef's Levaya, biggest Levaya, right? Lamaisa, there weren't 600,000 people in one place. There wasn't. None of the streets were able to have the capacity. They were all over. They were all over the place. Elamai, they were all gathered for the purpose of the Levaya. So the question is the ke'echod that they're gathering? Do you have to do you have to see them? They're not even with Dalai Lamas of each other. They're not even with Dalai Lamas of each other. They're completely spread out over miles, and there are big gaps of places where there's streets in between them. There's 16 Amas between them. There's Shusach Abba between them, right? Between the 600,000 people. So the question is, what kind of Riyah, what kind of sighting do you need? Do you have to see even one Jew who's part of, you see a piece of the collection, Lamashal, the Mishabur in Reish Chavtes, has a Shaila, if you see a Keshes, right? If you see a rainbow, you see part of a rainbow. We're going back to our Kiddush Lavona Shaila, right? You see a piece of it. You don't see the complete arch. If you can make the bracha of the Birchas HaKeshes or not. Now, if you look, the Rambam goes out of his way to say that you saw Shei Shmeyos Ke'echot, Mamish like one. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Chav Dalet, it says clearly, Horoye Shishim Riboy Miyisrael B'yachad. So this was bothering a lot of people, why they were hesitant to make this bracha. Forgetting the, assuming that we could go like Reb Chaim, that you're Mishayer approximately, that's good enough. You have Eretz Yisrael, you have Alam Ailus, but even if there are 600,000, but they're not together, you're not seeing them. There's no way for you to see them together. You're seeing a piece. You're seeing a piece. So is that, does that constitute enough of the bracha? Now the Marsha, the way the Marsha is saying that, and the Mishabura, that the Bracha Chacham HaRozim is talking about the Chacham of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, there's more of a Svara to say, as long as there's 600,000 yin altogether, I'm talking about Hashem. There's 600,000 yin that came. The question is, do you need to actually see it? Now the Gemara says that when they made the Bracha, one of the Amirah made the Bracha, he went Al Gav Ma'alo Bahar Abayis. The Ben Ishchai says, what's Pshat Al Gav Ma'alo Bahar Abayis? From there he was able to see. It's mashma, you have to have a rear. You have to actually see it. To see the 600,000. Right? So that's the mashmois. That's the posha to mashmois. There's a Yerushalmi in the Dorim. For those of you that learned in the Dorim, you probably remember the third parak, Nidre Havai. And sometimes the nether could be, if somebody says something that's like exaggerated, not shayach, making a nether, if I didn't see this crazy thing. One of the cases is Ko'ilei Mitzrayim. I didn't see a nochosh ke beis habad, ke keres beis habad. If I didn't see Koilei Mitzrayim, over there the Yerushalmi says, what do you mean? What do you mean? You see Koilei Mitzrayim. It brings cases where there were Koilei Mitzrayim, 600,000, Linus. And the Yerushalmi answers, ke echod ka'amrinan. Ke echod. That means to see it in one shot. So it seems that Yerushalmi is a riot to Reb Chaim's psak that you don't have to see the whole 600,000. Because Yerushalmi is saying it's impossible. Yerushalmi is learning that when somebody says Ko'ilei Mitzrayim, right, it means it's impossible. It's impossible. Many Rishonim in Maseches Nedarim learn, we know that he said, I didn't see Oile Mitzrayim on Forshe Road. We know there was no Oile Mitzrayim. It's not Chai. It wasn't Oile Mitzrayim on Forshe. We know it's Havai. We know. Right? But the Yerushalmi is learning not like that. The Yerushalmi is learning it's not possible. Not Shayach. Ask the Yerushalmi, not Shayach. There were cases where there were 600,000 people. There were gatherings of 600,000. The Yerushalmi says, Ke'echod Ka'amrinan. It's true. There were gatherings, but there. You didn't see that together. You couldn't have seen it. In one Riyah, you couldn't have seen it. So Yerushalmi seems to be saying, it's not even Shaykh Metzias for a person to see 600,000 people. So if that's the case, and still Chazal wa Mesakin, Birchas Chacham Arozim, then you have a Riyah. Then you have a Riyah, if you're Metzarif, the Yerushalmi, to this. So this is a complicated, this is something that Lufiani is deity, is hard to resolve. I would say the Pashto Mashmoy says you have to see the 600,000. Roya Ke'echod, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara there with the Harabayas. It's hard. The simple way I would learn the Yerushalmi is that you can't see them in one Riyah. You have to walk through to see them. The eye won't be able to see the 600,000. When you made a nether that I saw it, the Yerushalmi saying I saw it in one sighting. That can't be. You'd have to go. But for somebody to make the bracha if they didn't see Bechlal, the 600,000, is a Chiddush Gadol. Again, it seems that Reb Chaim Paskin that way. It seems that that's what he Paskin. I'm not sure if that was his Psak Mamish, or his Psak was just enough that you see the whole crowd, but you can't really guesstimate what it is. So if I was asked to Shaila, I would have made the bracha without a Shema Malchus. Would have made the bracha without a Shema Malchus. Because of this suffix that you have to see the entire group. Good, you could rely on Hashara. You could rely on a guesstimate. That's Mistavra. But to say that you don't have to Bechlal see them, they could be on 20 different streets. Number one, to say it's called Ke'echot. That's called they're all in one place. Number two, that it's called a Ria. It's like a... So by a Brocha, I'd be Machman. Again, if Reb Chaim was there and he passed, that way, Avadeh, Potla Daiti. But I'm just saying, if I was asked to Shaila, I would say that that's still needed. Taka, you can only make the Brocha in Eretz Yisrael. You see, Reb Shlomo Zalman takes it over Poshet. He has a Tshuvin, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tzadi Aleph. What Brochas are we going to make when Mashiach comes? Very fascinating Tshuva there. So he talks about the Chari, a bunch of Brochas you're going to make. He says, Avadi make Chacham Arozim. There'll be 600,000. So the Shigra, the Lishna of Shlomo Zalman, is mashmah, you don't need to see them in one shot. Because who says you'll see them? He says, Avadi, you'll make Chacham Arozim, because there'll be 600,000. Yes, Shkoyach, but who says I'll see the entire 600,000? He takes for a Dover Poshet. Then he has a Shail if you make Mashiach Zichah qualifies for Cholok Mechoch Masay. And Mashiach also qualifies to Cholok Mekvoidai. Normally it's two different brachas. On a king, you make Cholok Mekvoidai. And on a Chacham, you make Cholok Mechoch Masay. So Shlomo Zalman has a shayla if you mitzarev the two brachas together. Cholok mechvoidoi v'chochmosoi l'reyov. So L'chari should do it that way, but then he says maybe Mishanim Adbeya. Very interesting. It's kedai to look it up. Hilchas l'mashicha. So halacha l'maisa, I would say again, if there's a psak borer from a gadol hador, that you can make the bracha even if they're spread out to such a degree that you can't see them b'chlal, and that there's two chidushim in that psak. Number one, that it's called that they're biyachad. Even though there's streets in between them, there's buildings in between them, that's chiddush number one. And chiddush number two is, I don't have to see the bechlal. I saw maybe 100,000 people that I can make the bracha. It's a chiddush. If a gadol hador paskins like that, but without barring a psak, that you could make such a bracha, I would say to make it without a shema malchus. Okay. Thank you.